Rights and Wrong, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. The Supreme Court this past week let stand a California decision against an artist who made thousands of dollars with his drawings of the Three Stooges. The state court had ruled that even artwork of the comedians needs permission from their estates for commercial sale. It's not a surprise to stamp collectors. One branch of the hobby, First Day Covers, deals with envelopes decorated to be used with new stamp issues. Postal services worldwide are turning more and more to pop culture to sell stamps. Let's face it, more people will buy stamps with Moe, Larry, and Curly than with Adams, Franklin, and Jefferson. That means it's hard to make those special envelopes for commercial sale without threading the maze of copyrights and licenses. Even Mark Twain has an agent now. It affects postal services, too, and it's not just people. In order to put the Olympic rings on the Winter Games stamps issued this past week, the U.S. Postal Service had to cut a deal with the Olympic Committee. And that's stamp collecting this week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.